living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. E tank it out of, let's hit Yamada Denki, big smile, I feel.
Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast へようこそ。 Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast, where I, John Sensei, every single day of the week, no matter what day, no matter what time, I break down the world's best language for you in 5 minutes or less. And we're going to continue talking about conjunctions this week. Conjunctions are basically things that connect clauses or parts of sentences or sentences together to make one unified idea. These can vary everything from the word demo, meaning but, or they could be as complicated as some of the things we talked about, such as sarani or tokoro ga. Today we're going to be talking about a little bit of a different one. We're going to be talking about, let me see my little notes here. Ue, as you might be familiar, is the word for up or above something, but when it's used as a conjunction, this gives more emphatic information. So such as to say, almost literally, on top of that. So for example, if I said, the chorus was bad, but on top of that, they didn't even practice at all. There is this. Now, some people will, in speaking this or saying this particular conjunction, they will often omit the ni, simply saying, その ue, or simply ue. However, it is usually connected to, it's usually connecting two clauses as opposed to two sentences, this particular conjunction. Also, it will often be connected with shikamo, which means it's very, very similar. What's more so? But it really depends on the context. That's simply going to add more emphasis to your following clause, or what's called your subordinate clause. So let's quickly do some example sentences so I can break down this grammar pattern for you, and we can start learning how to use it. So, 今日は昨日より気温が10度低い上に風も強い。 So in that sentence there, I say 今日は, so as in today, and then 昨日より. That's compared to yesterday. If you're not familiar with any of these grammar points, make sure to check them out from our discovernihongo.com or back on manga-sensei.com. I can talk, I promise. 気温が10度低い. So that is going to be the 気温 is the temperature. The 10度低い is that it's going to go 10 degrees cooler. So yesterday, compared to yesterday, today is 10 degrees cooler. Moreover, 上に風も強い. And the wind is strong. So not only is today 10 degrees cooler than yesterday, but the wind is also strong. So I'm now stacking that. Now, the main part is the first thing I mentioned, that it's 10 degrees lower. So everything before ue is going to be that main part of the sentence. However, everything after is going to be even more. Let me show you another example.
実験室は暗い上に奇妙な音がする。
So, 実験室 is a lab, basically. The lab is dark, wa kurai ue ni. So the lab is dark, but more so,
奇妙な音がする。 奇妙な音がする is,
there's also a strange noise. And that's the main part. There is this creepy noise somewhere. So remember, when using this sentence, this conjunction, you're going to often hear with ni, without ni. It's going to have the main part first and the subordinate second. And remember to make some mistakes, and I will catch you tomorrow. Until then, Johnny. She getting closer, gotta punch in, get to work, see me my sense. Chotto mate, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. I say facts.